On the news line with us now, Mary Markle is here. She's from Sealands Grove. She's a volunteer with the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America group. She is a Be Smart team lead. So, Mary, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Good morning, Mark. Tony Niles is also with us.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, Tony, great. Thank you so much for joining us. Tony is a group lead as well and is the Central Susquehanna Valley Chapter Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America group lead. And so, Tony, good morning. Thank you for calling in also.
Good morning.
Very much appreciated. Mary, I think we might get confused from time to time when we hear Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Folks still get stuck and they say, oh my God, it's an anti-gun group, you know, stay away from them. Nothing could be farther from the truth. So Mary, reiterate the actual mission of the Moms Demand Action and the Be Smart initiative.
The mission for moms is just essentially to end gun violence. And that does, you know, sometimes involve talking about legislation and different kinds of gun laws, but there's so much more to it than that, especially when it comes to Be Smart, which is what we are really focused on now, because it's something that we can all do, whether you're a gun owner or not. And we have gun owners in our organization. We have members of the military. We have survivors. So the group is really for everyone, and the Be Smart message especially is for everyone.
Tony, the Central Susquehanna Valley Chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, what is that?
It's a way for members of our local community to get involved in ending gun violence locally as well as nationally. We have about 43 active members, and it's a grassroots movement, so you pick and choose when you can participate and what areas that we're focusing on works best for you.
How many folks are involved, and how do you meet, and what are some of the deliverables, the actions?
We meet monthly in Lewisburg. Our chapter includes Lewisburg, Milton, Sealands Grove, Northumberland, Sunbury, Mifflinburg. We do try to capture the whole central Susquehanna Valley. We have opportunities to get involved with Be Smart. That's been our focus for 2022.
And Mark, you and I and Tony and I were talking about the Be Smart initiative as it related to the incident at Midwest School the week before last with the 11-year-old that somehow gained access to a loaded weapon and was able to bring it to school. And Be Smart speaks specifically to how we can avoid a situation like that. With our 20-minute presentation, we speak to adults about all the things that we can do to keep children from gaining access to weapons, because as we know, we can tell them, we can teach them, we can threaten them, but you can't, you know, you're going to have a curious 11-year-old, you're going to have a curious, you know, 5-year-old. So the onus is really on adults to secure their firearms so that even the most adventurous, curious, mischievous child cannot get hold of a weapon.
Well, the message has gotten loud and clear through to me enough so that I remember the acronym is SECURE and MODEL, and the rest of it I always ask you to do. So what's the acronym stand for? And then you'll realize that you're really talking about gun safety in the home.
Right. Secure weapons properly, model responsible behavior. Ask, Mark, is the one that we've talked about a lot. It's probably the biggest takeaway for especially young parents. It speaks to if your child is going to someone else's home, being comfortable and normalizing conversation about asking about guns in their home, literally saying, do you mind if I ask if you have weapons in your home? And if so, how do you store them? And then the R, we talk a lot about recognizing the risk of suicide. Sadly, as we know, that's another epidemic in our country with young people. And then T is for tell, which speaks to sharing the message of Be Smart, which we've been doing for 5-6 years now in this area, thanks to you and groups who have allowed us to come and do the presentation for them, which has included law enforcement, PTSO, church groups, moms who have let us just Zoom to them when they've gathered with friends in their home. So we can do the presentation for just about anyone. And I just kind of feel that at this point, if you're someone who is involved with an organization that has something to do with the welfare of children, and you're not talking about Be Smart, you're simply not doing everything you can to keep kids safe.
Where can I get more information about Central Susquehanna Valley Chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America and Be Smart?
I would say to email us. We have a Be Smart CSV account. Mary, you want to get that whole account? But we also meet, we have a community presentation the second Monday of every month at the Community Zone in Lewisburg at 7 p.m. So on November 14th at 7 p.m., we will be doing a Be Smart presentation at the Community Zone in Lewisburg. Mary, do you want to give the email address?
Sure. It's besmartcsvmoms@gmail.com.
And I think it's important to talk about that guns have been an important part of your message, but we have also heard you talking about a wide range of other safety topics that come up. I mean, I remember dog safety, if you're going to a home where there is a dog, and prescription drugs, and pool safety, and a wide range of other things, making sure that kids are safe when they're in the home and when they're at someone else's home. Reiterate that, if you would, Mary.
Basically, what our point is there, Mark, is that the conversations that we have about those things, the conversation about guns should be as common and as normalized as those are. So when you're asking, you know, are there guns in the home, or I should say, when you're asking, you know, my kid's coming over, they're a little bit of afraid of dogs, do you mind, you know, if you keep the dog away, or if you're going to be, you know, swimming, my kid can swim or can't swim. And then also just as common and easy as it is to have that, ask those questions, we want, do you have guns in your home, to be part of that same conversation.
And Tony, why a group of moms banding together? I know some men are involved in the group, but it seems like just about everything important or necessary that happens in the world is because of moms that say, oh no, we're not going to do nothing, we're going to do something, we're going to make something happen. So tell us why this moms group formed and how dynamic it is.
The group nationally formed following Sandy Hook, the Sandy Hook tragedy, where a mother who was not involved was feeling helpless and wanting to do something to address gun violence. And so she created a Facebook group. And that Facebook group has grown into a grassroots movement of over 10 million volunteers. I feel as often as people see gun violence, they feel that they can't do anything to address it. And that is just simply not true. There are small, easy, attainable steps, like talking to others about secure storage, that can help have a significant impact of reducing gun violence.
We have just a moment left. We'll give Tony, first Tony, and then Mary, an opportunity for an additional statement. Tony, what else would you like to add today?
I have two children, a five-year-old and a three-year-old, and it's just so important that all parents, regardless of their age, and grandparents included, that you can have an impact on keeping your children and your life safe. And through our Be Smart program, you will get the tools that you need to make that happen.
And Mary?
I would just say to please give us a chance with our presentation, especially, as we said, if you are someone who can do some programming for a group of employees, whether it's in your school or a hospital or a medical practice or a child care center or a children and youth organization. You know, it's the simplest thing, as Tony said, the simplest thing we can do to have a huge impact on the safety of children when it comes to gun violence.
And you have a presence on Facebook if folks are looking for you, that's correct?
Yes, we do.
All right, fantastic. It's, CSV Moms.
Central Susquehanna Valley.
All right, fantastic. Thank you both so much for all you're doing, and thanks for calling in today. Tony Niles, the group lead for the Central Susquehanna Valley Chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Thank you, Tony. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Thank you.
And Mary Markle, volunteer for Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, and the Be Smart team lead. Mary, keep in touch, because I know as the holidays approach and then as summer approaches, it's always great to reiterate this important message. So be back in touch, and we'll talk then. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. I will be. I really appreciate your time.
You bet. Very much appreciated. All right. That is Tony Niles. First, she is the group lead for the Central Susquehanna Valley Chapter, as we mentioned, and Mary Markle, volunteer for the Be Smart group. Again, CSV Moms on Facebook, the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America group.